Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swing and a liner pass short into left, base hit. First pitch swinging again. Henry Davis with an RBI single. 1-0 Pirates. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball right field. Carroll back to the wall. Running out of room. It's gone. A high towering Stargellian home run. And O'Neill Cruz with a two-run shot is 12th. It's 10-0 Pirates.
And that leads into a six-pack. Pirates will be looking for their first three-game winning streak on the season Friday night. They're 6-3 in their last nine. They're 9-10 under Don Kelly. Is that great? No, it's not. Limits. But I'll tell you this, they've become, as our friend John Parato said the other day, watchable. And even entertaining. And I want to get back into that topic that we had, not right now, but in a little bit, about how whether you've become so embittered out there, and I'm, goodness knows I wouldn't blame you, if you become so embittered that you can't even enjoy any good Pirate moments. Because I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say it loud and clear. But first, I'd like you to crack a beer for our first six-pack item.
Which is brought to you by Bet365.
Thank you, Limits, for getting that in as well.
I got you.
I think there's going to be a number of good moments for the Pirates the rest of the year. You can call me crazy. I don't care. It doesn't take away anything or anyone that I've spent 2 months mercilessly ripping. But I think things have taken a little turn to where we're in for some entertaining games, some entertaining performances, and a little bit of fun. And I think we deserve that, Limits. I think Paul Skeens is going to provide that. He was unbelievable again. I had a number here with him. Just know that he has something like a 1.9 ERA here. Oh, here he is. Bob, don't call him Florence Nightingale. Pirates ace Paul Skeens got a nice ovation on the road yesterday. He lowers his ERA to 2.16, still has not given up more than six hits in any of his career 35 starts. That's a major league record, says Nightingale. His career ERA is 2.03. Skeens, by his own admission, wasn't living up to his own lofty expectations for the first month, maybe a little more than that. We talked about it. People overreacted because they can't hold two ideas in their brain at one time. Why do you think Paul Skeens sucks? I don't. I think he's really, really good, but he's not right now. This was, I don't know, about 2.5 weeks ago. What we thought he'd be and what he thought he'd be this year, which is, you know, electric, dominant, you know, top 2-3 guy in baseball. Well, guess what? In the last three starts, he is precisely that. He's gone, I think, 20 2/3 innings, two runs, not many hits, hardly any walks, and 24 strikeouts. And I think it might even get better. It feels like he's going to pitch a shutout every time out. He's going to give us moments. Bubba Chandler, I believe, will be here soon. He's going to give us moments. O'Neill Cruz, give me another six-pack item, will you please, Limits? Thank you. O'Neill Cruz, I think, and I'm going to predict right here and right now, is going to be the seventh 40-40 man in the history of Major League Baseball. Is there anybody else on pace? Is Ohtani going to do it again this year? Is Ellie De La Cruz on pace for that? I'm not sure.
Ohtani's numbers.
But even if Ohtani does it, he's still the same guy who did it before.
He's already hit 20 home runs this year.
How many steals? That's the question.
Only 11.
So he still does have a chance, but maybe he's certainly not going to be 50-50 again.
No.
Only six people in history have been 40-40 right now. Limits, if I tell you Cruz is going to play 145 games, does that sound reasonable right now? He missed a handful.
Yeah, I'd say so, because you know there'll be a couple of days where he'll be off his feet.
You are on fire today. Yeah, that's incredible. And that was in reference to Cruz.
It was.
He's on pace at, I would say, a conservative number of 145 games.
That's fair. I mean, he'll probably pinch it in a couple of games where he doesn't start, but 145 sounds right.
Let's say that's it. He's on pace for 35 homers and 53 steals. So it's hardly an exaggeration to say that could turn into 40 homers and however many steals. He could very well be a 40-40 guy, and I'm predicting it this year. Did you see the home run? Do you have the home run he hit yesterday? It was ridiculous. It still hasn't come down.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, right field. Carroll back to the wall, running out of room. It's gone. A high, towering Stargellian home run.
Stargellian.
O'Neal Cruz with a two-run shot, his 12th. It's 10-0 Pirates.
Love the call again. Joe Block has been in fuego. Do you have the Reynolds home run from the day before? I loved his call on that, and I love Stargellian. Did Willie even hit one that high? I mean, he was known for majestic home runs. He was my favorite player as a youth. I haven't seen too many moonshots like that thing.
Well, he hit one 500 feet in L.A. against the Dodgers.
He did, but I'm talking like straight up in the air and then straight down over the fence. It was ridiculous.
Beeks delivers. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Reynolds has tagged this one. Pirates in the lead. Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
I like that a lot, do you?
Oh, there's trouble brewing in the desert.
Incredible.
So, the moral of my story. Oh, and I haven't even gotten to Henry Davis. Could you crack one for him, please? He's certainly deserving of one. I just wrote about Henry Davis to the Post-Gazette today. I think he's going to give us some moments. I think that the Pirates, from here on out, are going to be like they were for the first, 4 months? April, May, June, July. For the first 4 months last year before their season fell apart. I think they can pick up where that left off and be a little bit better. I honestly believe that the rest of the year. Am I crazy? Maybe. But I think Henry Davis takes off. Cruz takes off. Reynolds does what he's going to get to his normal numbers. You don't need a ton of offense when you have pitching like this. And guess what? The pitching's going to get better because the number two overall prospect in all of baseball and Bubba Chandler is coming here, presumably. Better be here soon. I think he's going to give us some moments. So I think, while I understand if your bitterness has you saying, I will never watch a shred of Pirate baseball again as long as I live, and I really do understand that and get that, I think you're going to be missing some things the rest of this season. Have I taken a sudden about face on this team? Yeah, I have, because I have working eyeballs and I'm watching what's happening. And Hank Davis is another one. And I went back and looked at his career, and it was very enlightening, because I'd pretty much forgotten that when Henry Davis came up limits, he was hitting well. Like, for a month and a half or so. And I remember it rekindled the memories of, oh yeah, this is the number one pick. He's doing what we thought he'd do. Do you know what Henry Davis hit his first full month in the major leagues?
No.
317.
And was that including the two home runs that he hit off of Shohei Ohtani, the first player to ever do that?
No. And he had an 830 OPS. And then, in the second month, he was hitting well. And yes, that night in Anaheim was July 21st.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2023. They're in Anaheim. Shohei is on the mound. Hank Davis goes 3-for-4 and is the only person still to hit two home runs off Ohtani in the same game. You know what his average was by the end of that night on the season? And he had taken like 90 at-bats?
285.
Wrong. 295. You know what his OPS was? Wrong.
Wrong.
854. Slug, 463. On base, 391. Limits. This was almost 100 bats into his career. And we're all thinking, this guy's a star, just like we thought he'd be.
That's what he was brought up to be. They threw him out there defensively in right field just to get the bat in the lineup, and he was producing.
And guess what happened? That very night, the wheels fell off. He goes 0 for 3 the next day, 1 for 4, 0 for 5, 1 for 5, 0 for 3, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 3, 0 for 4. That's when it happened. He was never the same after the Ohtani night. It was incredible.
Wild.
So that season ended rather disastrously, although we got back to about a 700 OPS in September. We all saw what happened last season. He hit like a pitcher. There are pitchers who had better years than he had last year. That's not an exaggeration. And then it started off like that this year. He hit 130 in 23 at-bats in April. 130. With one extra base hit. And then he has 31 at-bats this month. And suddenly, he's hitting. He's hitting 290 this month. He has an 808 OPS. Is that amazing? Is it going to win him Player of the Month? No, but kind of like his team, it at least sort of makes you say, wow, they look competent again. He looks competent again. He's worth watching. Maybe they're worth watching. Those are my own personal thoughts right now. And I think, and this was the gist of the column, we talked about it a little yesterday, Henry Davis needs to play virtually every day, and he needs to be their starting catcher. I like Joey Bart. Davis is a better defensive player, and Bart is not having a great offensive year. He has one home run and a 655 OPS. That's 150 points down from last year. However, he crushes left-handed pitching. So as you've mentioned, to your immense credit, Limits, and Dan Zangrilli has mentioned, give him a first baseman's glove and have him platoon with Horwitz, who can't hit left-handed pitching but crushes right-handed pitching.
And all the people that say, oh, well, you can't throw Joey Bart out there right now at first base. He's never played first base. That didn't matter for them with O'Neill Cruz when they moved him from shortstop to the outfield.
They threw you out there last year. They said, no. Have him learn on the job.
It's fine. I mean,
wait a
why
second.
Not?
They threw Andy Rodriguez out there with no practice.
Yeah, no spring training reps at first base.
They've done sure, all Andy. Of this. So, yeah, I'm not saying don't give him a couple weeks to ramp up, but if you're looking for at bats for Bart, especially, well, only against lefties, I would say at this point, and that limits his playing time anyway. Have him catch those days. Have him catch against lefties. I'm fine with that.
He can even catch one day to make sure that he gets Henry Davis off his feet a little bit.
But Henry Davis needs to play. It's time to find out. And I, for one, am kind of excited to find out. You know, he's shortened his swing a little bit. There's a good story by the Beeswhacker in the Post-Gazette today.
Beeswhacker.
On how Adam Frazier had a little hitting session with Henry Davis, and you can just feel it now. You can feel it's very obvious. You don't have to be a hitting guru. The swing is shorter. He looks more relaxed. He's trying to go to right field a little bit. Those are all signs. We used to talk to Shelty every week about that. And he would say, yeah, remember when he hit the home runs against Ohtani? They were both to right center. And I would say, yes, I do. I'd be thinking, yeah, that was a long time ago. He hasn't hit a ball to right center since then. But now that's starting to come back, and maybe he's just relaxed. And I liked his quotes from the story on, you know what? I decided I'm going to have fun and I'm going to be in the present. And I'm taking that to the golf course today, Limits.
Oh, and you hope the same Henry yes. Davis strategy works for you.
Yes. Have fun and be in the present. I don't think that you can forget when you're in the major leagues or you're playing a pro sport or any sport at a high level of what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be kind of fun. You've achieved a childhood dream just to be there. So at least, and I realize for those guys like us, certain things like going to the ballpark become a job, even though at first you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm yeah. here, that type of stuff. But you can still enjoy your job.
No doubt.
I do. I see you every day.
I enjoy it every day.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a little bit different than the first day when you first get here and it's a little bit overwhelming?
You were in awe of Ron Cook the first day, right?
I was. I was in awe of you as you sang your first song to me.
Yeah.
Not even knowing my name.
I remember that. But I do like what I heard from him in that story. It was basically, screw it. You know what? I'm going to enjoy this and I'm going to be present. I think that's great advice.
And he works.
Great. Yeah, he wasn't even giving advice.
Yeah,
it was advice to himself, I guess. But I like his approach. So those are all the things about this Pirate season. And I'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. 928-9370. What are you hearing me say? I'm always interested the filter with which people hear things. And I can guarantee you, there's going to be people saying, what do you think the Pirates, now they're a World Series team? What are you, crazy? Kissing their ass? Things like that. No, I still think they may lose 100 games, although I don't think so at this point. What I think is all the things I just said, that there's going to be some entertainment to be had, that my eyes have been opened a little bit under Don Kelly. It feels different, it looks different, and I think it's going to get better. That doesn't mean they're going to sweep the Dodgers on their way to a World Series and then sweep the Yankees in the World Series. I just think they've become interesting and watchable. Do you? And I ask you, again, respecting those of you who will claim that you never watch them again, although if you call in on a radio show, even if you're angry, that tells me you're watching. 928-9370. Canario is another interesting person to me. And he's a guy that I think Don Kelly should follow the blueprint with Hank Davis. One of the first things that Kelly did was start to play Canario every day. There's only one way to find out about these guys. I can't tell you how many players I talked to over the years when I used to go over to the clubhouse, who said, yeah, it was all about opportunity. I needed a chance to fail. I needed to be able to go 1-for-17 and then play the next day. I'm sure Don Kelly would tell you that. And he gave Canario that opportunity. That doesn't mean I think Canario is going to be a star, because baseball's cruel. Canario could have 3 great months and then somebody discovers something. And they attack him in a certain way, and he never recovers. There have been plenty of those, too. But he's getting a chance. And that's the only way you find out. And it's time for Henry Davis to get that chance. 412-928-9370. Limits, can I have another 6-pack item, please? Thank you. And do you have the Greg Brown clip from the other day?
I certainly do, Jim.
Hold on, I'll introduce it. I've been saying for a long time that the Pirates need to give Skeens a chance to be Ohtani-like. Not that he's going to be an Ohtani-like hitter. I only mean in terms of hitting and pitching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.